Welcome to this special edition of Gospel Music Roundup. I'm Tom Whiteman. It's a special edition in so many ways because I've had the opportunity in the past week to meet up with many people who seem to be hurting in an indescribable way. I decided as a result to play songs for you today that speak to my heart in those same times that I've had. Yeah, I hurt sometimes too, but God has always been faithful even in those struggling times. It's my prayer that the music of this next hour will minister to your heart as well. It's also a special edition in that I get to introduce to you yet another great gospel artist. Now, if you were to take Emmylou Harris, Reba, Alison Krauss, and the Judds, and mix in a healthy dose of the Holy Spirit, well, you'd find yourself face-to-face with Mary Alice Vanderwaters, my spotlight artist for this edition of Gospel Music Roundup. I found myself right in that spot this past week as I was listening to new music on SongRap. That's a site that features singers, songwriters, and their new work. You ought to check it out sometime at www.songrap.com. Mary Alice Vanderwaters is a singer, songwriter, and performer who calls Louisiana her earthly home. She's a small-town girl born into a very large family, and she was the youngest child of 13 kids. Her mother played the harmonica, her big brother would play the guitar, and at the young age of 7, she used to beg him to let her play his guitar. He didn't take her seriously until she went and made her own guitar out of a scrap of wood and some rubber bands. Only then did he see that determination, and he taught her her first song to play. Now, that was by the Carter family, entitled The Wildwood Flower. Now, she's been picking and grinning ever since. So sit back now, relax, and get ready for this, the special edition of Gospel Music Roundup.
To peace and never known. peaceful sweet surrender of a Babylon stream. Can you see God's love all around us? God's love pure and innocent. Can you see God's love? God's love is shown in all that's beautiful and all that's kind and tenderly displayed. God's without nature's music, oh, what would life be? The laughter of children, song sung by a choir, will always lift your spirits up higher and higher. Can you hear God's love? Oh, God's love, pure and innocent, can you hear God's love? God's love is shown in all that's beautiful and all that fall from our eyes. Without his love, no one would be able to cry. There'd be no compassion, no room for mistakes. Without his tender mercy, there would be no heartaches. Can you feel God's love all around us? God's love pure and innocent. Can you feel God's love? God's love is shown in all that's beautiful.
Seeking fame. and fortune, but I ended up alone. And in my darkest hour, when I was lost in sin, you picked me up and carried me and brought me home again. I was blinded by the bright lights, but now I really see. Thank you, Jesus, for never giving up on me. I heard you knocking at my door, and I turned you away. You always seem to hang around to try another day. I know that I try so hard to be. Thank you, Jesus, for never giving up on me.
Watches over me. I trust in God.
I trust in God.
I know He cares for me.
On mountain
bleak, on mountain
or on the stormy sea.
On the stormy sea,
the billows
roll.
He keeps my soul.
Keeps my soul.
My heavenly Father watches over me.
He makes the rose,
he makes the
an
rose,
object of His care. He guides the eagle through the pathless
air.
And surely,
surely
he
remembers me.
My heavenly Father
watches over me.
I trust in God.
I trust in God.
I know He cares for me.
On mountain
bleak, on mountain
or on the stormy sea.
On the stormy sea,
the billows
roll.
He keeps my soul.
Keeps my soul.
My heavenly Father watches over me.
Your praises. praising the Lord and watching the tide roll in. Friends that have gone on, oh how I miss you. But I know someday I'll soon be with you until we meet up there. Here's what I'll say. Wish I were there. It's such a beautiful place. Wish I were there. Nothing but clear sunny days. It never rains. No one complains. We haven't seen one tear. We'll be having a great time, and I wish I were there.
Until the day city until the day God calls me home. The things of earth, they'll dim and lose their value if we recall they're just borrowed for a while. And the things of earth that cause my heart to tremble, remember there will only bring a smile. This weary world, with all its toil and struggle, may take its toll of misery and strife. But the soul of man, it's like that mighty eagle. When it's released, it's destined for the sky. But until then, my heart will go on singing, and until then, with joy I'll carry on, until the day my eyes behold that city.
Joan Moore and Where the Roses Never Fade on Gospel Music Roundup. Before that, we heard from Mark High with Until Then. I really enjoy his singing. I'm going to be spotlighting him here shortly. And Right on Time with I Wish You Were There. Right here. Right there. Anyway, I do hope you're enjoying the music. And we'll be getting back to it shortly with Dave Berland, Mike Wilhoit, as he introduces one of his own songs, and Blessed Assurance Ministries, right here on Gospel Music Roundup.
He stumbled and fell, neath a heavy load. The burden was heavy on the Calvary road, but that would not stop him from doing God's will. But that's why God sent him to the Calvary hill. On Calvary's mountain, His blood did flow. On Calvary's mountain, His love was shown. My sin that was darkness, on Calvary's mountain, He ransomed my soul. Him there for me, He died for me, He suffered, He bled and He cried. I drink of salvation, partake in His love. But that's why God sent Him from heaven above. On Calvary's mountain, His blood did flow. On Calvary's mountain, His love was shown. My sin that was darkness is now white as snow. On Calvary's mountain, He ransomed my soul. Calvary's mountain, His blood did flow. On Calvary's mountain, He ransomed my soul.
You hear Christians say a lot, I don't know how people make it without the Lord. I don't know how they get through life without the Lord. And the bottom line is, you know, they couldn't. get by without the Lord, Christians or non-Christians. Right now, we're all living off of common grace that He gives to everybody. That common grace will end either when you take your last breath on this earth or He comes back. At that point, your destiny will be decided. And I was thinking, you know, the lost people that think they can go through life without the Lord are in for such a rude awakening. I mean, just catastrophic awakening. And I was thinking, you know, what would they give to have one more chance to hear the gospel at that point? You know, they don't want to hear it now. But what would they give to hear it then when it's too late? So I wrote the song The Night After the Day of Grace, hoping that that might get through to them now to realize it. You know, this is the day of opportunity, and you better not blow it.
Many times have you heard from God's holy word that you must look to Jesus and be saved? But you just put it off. You refuse to count the cost, thinking you might come another day. But there's a night that's coming without warning. Your priorities won't look the same. Hope will be forgotten, salvation not an give for one more day of grace. On the night when you'd give anything to hear the gospel story, for one more chance to fall down on your face, asking for forgiveness from the risen Savior and rising up to walk a different way. Think about the sunset that will seal your fate on the night after the day. Hear the gospel story, one more chance to fall down on your face, asking for forgiveness from the risen Savior and rising up to walk a different. Think about the sunset that will seal your fate on the night after the day of grace. Think about the sunset that will seal your fate on the night after the day.
I know what it's like. You hurt. You feel a pain that is indescribable to your friends and family, an aching so deep that words cannot express it, like the words are just out of reach or on the tip of your tongue, as it were. Sickness, physical pain, and loss of a loved one all bring their own form of pain, but you usually know what the cause of those may be. As I mentioned before, you do not know why you feel the pain I speak of. This kind of pain usually results from one of two things. It could be sin in your life or spiritual malnourishment. And actually, both of those can be combined into one, spiritual malnourishment. It's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit telling us something is wrong and we need to deal with it. And now, before you turn me off thinking I don't have a clue what you're going through, allow me to clarify a little bit. Either you know Christ or you don't. If you don't, any pastor can introduce you to him and you can begin your own healing process in that respect. It's not as hard as you might think. Christ came to earth to seek and save that which was lost. And that includes just about everyone at some point or another. And his salvation is offered freely to all who would believe. But I speak here more to the one who has already been in Christ. You could be in tune with God, doing your daily Bible study, and every other thing you might have thought of essential to your walk with Christ. But sometimes God places tasks on our hearts via the Holy Spirit that we are to do for Him. This could be to speak out for Him to a close friend or to reach out to a family in danger. It could be for you to sit down and write a sermon. That's right, a sermon. Even though you might not normally get up and speak, but perhaps something that you need to share even with your pastor. It is when we ignore these promptings of the Holy Spirit in our lives that we begin the spiritual malnourishment. We start to feel far from God and isolated or even depressed. It hurts and it's not going away. In these moments of pain, I find the Word to be my starting point for relief. Yeah, I know you have your regular Bible study, but this time you need to start digging into the Word beyond the plan. There is no formula for it, not even for me. I just start praying for guidance and I open the Bible to read. Sometimes I start, perhaps in the Psalms or the Proverbs. Other times I just hope the page will fall open to what I need to see. The idea is to keep talking to God, praying, and reading, seeking His message to you. Many of you are thinking this sounds way oversimplified. And it may be, but it's how I deal with it. And it has worked for me for years. The whole idea of our salvation, to begin with, is that there is nothing we can do to save ourselves, and only the blood of Jesus can. This reliance on the power of Christ in our lives continues on in this relationship. It's not a situation where we say, well, thanks for the salvation, I'll take it from here. To think we even could is ludicrous. The power of our salvation is also the power of our living. Yet we seem to constantly want to be in charge and making the decisions, so we wander off on our own plan and ignore God's. Where is the logic in that? The logic is as follows. God wanted us. God created us. God provided for us. God forgave us. God saved us. And God leads us. That's the logical line. You may not like the answers you get in your quiet time with God, but they are answers nonetheless. We simply have to adjust our own attitudes to one of being willing to accept His plan in our lives. Let me restate that. I simply have to adjust my own attitude to one of being willing to accept His plan in my life. I had to get to the point where I could even say that to myself. So much of our walk with God depends on centering Him in your eyes and in your heart. Now that is true balance to help out in those times that you hurt.
This heavy carry, and don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know one place where all my load will lie, and I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. And if my feeble hand of faith could only reach out through this dark and dreary storm, his nail-scarred hands into my hands,
I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary.
Very soon now I'll reach the hill Golgotha, I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right, because now I've reached Calvary.
And if my feeble hand of faith could only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief,
if he'll slip his nail-scarred hand
as I touch Calvary,
yeah, I'm all right,
because now I've touched Calvary.
The crowd along the roadside thought he didn't have a prayer, for the cross upon his shoulders was more than he could bear. On the lonely road to Calvary, Jesus fell down to his knees, broken, beaten, bleeding, thinking only of you. Jesus knows the pain and sorrow I'm walking in today. He walked this path before me and knows the thorns along the way. He wears the marks of suffering, his holy scars are plain to see. Jesus is the wounded healer who gently heals the wounds in me. Takes a wounded heart to know one I finally understand. In my darkest hour, I was cradled by nail-scarred hands. God's only Son brought healing like only He can do. He's less concerned with what I've done than what I'm going through. Jesus Jesus knows the pain and sorrow I'm walking in today. He walked this path before me and knows the thorns along the way. He wears the marks of suffering. His holy scars are plain to see. Jesus is the wounded healer who gently heals the wounds in me. Jesus is the wounded healer who gently heals the wounds in me.
Because he cares for you. Gospel Music Roundup favorite, the Missourians, and Oh What a Savior, and Oh What a Song. I'll tell you what, I do hope that you have been blessed by what you heard today, and perhaps had a little bit of insight about how to be able to pull yourself up a little bit, although you know, just like I said, it's not yourself pulling yourself up, it's the Lord. We've got to lean on Him, we've got to be able to reach deep and look into what the Word is telling us. Anyway, enough preaching about that for you. I do hope you feel better. Hope that your relationship with God gets a whole lot closer, a whole lot tighter this week. I'll be bringing more music coming your way as we keep on going with these editions of Gospel Music Roundup. But I want to thank you so much, and I thank each and every one of these great artists that we've had here today. We've had the Missourians, as you've just heard. We've had Mike Wilhoit, Joan Moore, Dave Berland, Grandpa's Neighbors, BK Minor, Dan Atkins, Tammy Swindell, and so many more here with Greg White, John Anderson, the Barclay Family, Right on Time, and one of my also favorites, is there such a thing as an also favorite? I don't know. Mark High. Anyway, you keep it tuned to Gospel Music Roundup, and I'll keep the new Southern Gospel music coming your way. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope God richly blesses you throughout the entire week ahead, and that you join me next time, right here, same gospel place, same gospel station. This is Gospel Music Roundup, and I'm Tom Whiteman. Bye-bye.